Hello, my name is Marion Waite. Welcome to week four. This week's topic is about designing. There are different concepts of the curriculum, but in general, the curriculum consists of the following components: learning outcomes, content, learning and teaching methods, judgments, assessment and evaluation. All of this will be influenced by the context where learning will take place. Designing a curriculum may take a very linear approach. So you start with the learning outcomes, think about the content delivery, the learning activities, and finally, assessment, or alternatively, a more spiral concept where there's an opportunity for the learners to revisit content with increasing complexity. Within higher education, how we design a curriculum will be influenced by the disciplinary traditions, and we may have to take into account professional requirements. If you think about the curriculum designed for this course, FSLT 14, we can see that the UK Higher Education Professional Standards Framework has informed design decisions about content, learning activities, and the skills and knowledge which are being assessed during the assignment schedule. One approach to learning design has been set out in a model by John Biggs and Catherine Tang, who state that there must be compatibility between the assessment procedures and assessment methods. They assert that when there is alignment between what we want to teach, how we teach, and how we assess, learning is more likely to be effective. This approach has been termed constructive alignment and is considered to be very influential within the higher education context. All components of an aligned curriculum will cross-reference with each other. The relationship is flexible and can be adapted to the situation and over time. Some good questions or prompts to consider when planning a curriculum design using constructive alignment are the following. What are the main factors associated with learners in this situation? What do learners need to achieve? What content do they need to engage with in order to achieve? How will they be introduced to and explore the content? How will judgments made about the learning achievements and the effectiveness of the teaching? The activities in week four will enable you to explore this model in more depth and think about applying these concepts to your own teaching practice. Of course, it goes without saying that first steps in teaching may or may not involve the design of a whole curriculum, but it is useful to consider the relationship of the many parts which are designed to integrate within the curriculum.